in spring. You are the sun that summertime brings. You are the stars in the nighttime sky. You are my girl and I'm your guy. You got me all tied up in knots.
Well, it's not as much as a mantra as it is a motto. Just don't look snakes right into their eyes. Because if they see... No. It's not a danger thing. I'm not afraid that they're going to bite me. It's a respect thing. They have to know where they are on the food chain. Okay, yes, yeah. Okay, not getting bit, that's a good byproduct. But I swear, it's not because of that. It's because if they see me looking eye to eye to them, they see that we are on the same plane and then they can mess with me. They cannot mess with me. You bring a snake in here. Bring a snake in here right now. It can be poisonous. Yeah, I don't even care. Because I will always stay above that snake. And when that snake sees me, he will understand where he is. Okay? Because snakes are smart that way. They're dumb in a lot of ways, but they're smart that way. They know where they should be and they know where they shouldn't be. And they shouldn't be messing with me. That's what they know. They know that because I have never ever been equal or lower to a snake ever. Welcome to the Clowning Around Seriously podcast. I am your host, and I know that this is going to be... This will probably actually be released sooner than previous episodes. I am just going to say it right now. I was bored. So here I am. I'm recording, and yeah, let's just jump into it. So I like to start off today, this week, whenever you're, you know, morning, night, whenever you're listening to this, I just want to start off with a little joke, a little bit of humor. Nothing that's going to make you roll on the floor laughing. If it does, I mean, it'll probably happen, but because I'm really funny, but that's not what it's meant for. It's just sort of break the ice. Just say, hey, look, you're a human being. I'm a human being. Unless you're a dog. If you're a dog listening to a podcast, that's really funny. That probably belongs on Pinterest or something, because just like, is the dog wearing headphones? Or is it from like a Bluetooth speaker? That would be really cute either way. I think that we should look into that when we're doing it. But here's the sort of gleeful anecdote that I wanted to share with you guys. So it was really funny. I was going to the store recently, and recently being, you know, a relative term, I guess. But I was going to the store, and I walked in, and it was, you know, when you walk in and it's just a breath of fresh, well, not fresh air. It's cold air. Especially now that it's in summertime, so it was smeltering outside, and I walk in, and it's just this nice, cool breeze of air-conditioned air, and I walk in, and I'm like, oh, this is right, this feels right, and I immediately feel all the sweat on my body, cool, and I understand why we have sweat, so that was a cool science experiment for me, and so I'm walking through the store, and I'm looking for different things, and I come upon this one aisle. And I go down this aisle because my curiosity just got the better of me, and I just couldn't stop. I couldn't not go in. So I went in the aisle, or down the aisle, as some would say, and I was looking to my left, and I decided, I don't really want any beans right now. So I looked to my right, and I saw just a ton of other canned goods, and I was thinking, well, this must be the canned good aisle, because there would be no other explanation for it. Why there would be this many canned goods all over the place. That's ridiculous. I don't even know how that would, you know, it would be a very big mistake if it was like the frozen food section. Like, why are all these canned goods in here? Anyway, so I was walking down this aisle, and I got to the end of the aisle, and I turned, and I walked down a different aisle, because I was very lost. I don't usually go shopping, and so I was looking all over the place, trying to find what I was looking for, and I was looking for so long, I forgot what I was even looking for in the first place, and that's why you should make a list, but I wasn't prepared, so I continue walking down the aisles, okay, and I'm berated by these bright colored foods, and I'm just in awe of their beauty and wonder, and I tell myself, man, oh man, boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl, dog, oh dog, I would love to just buy all this food, not because I'm particularly hungry, no, but I really want this food to be in my life, in a way that you want, I don't know, experiences in your life, you want joy in your life, and so I was looking around at all these foods, and I was thinking, and I was thinking, some of these foods are probably never gonna get bought, let alone eaten, and I was just heartbroken And I couldn't really explain why, other than the fact that I'm a very emotional person. And I love that about myself. It's one of my favorite things. But I just couldn't help but think, I wish I had the money to purchase all these foods. But I didn't. So I continued walking down the aisle. And once I reached the end of the second aisle, the aisle after the first aisle that was a part of the story, I go into a third aisle. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, this aisle is so much colder. This must be the freezer section. And I got to tell you, I was right. I was right 100%. Because the moment I walked down that aisle, the first thing I noticed, cold. I already told you that. The second thing I noticed, there's frozen stuff everywhere, which gave me the appropriate amount of clues to really deduce the fact that this has got to be the frozen food section. And so I'm looking, and I'm seeing fish sticks, ice cream, popsicles, you name it, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it so much. This is probably the best part of the journey here, because I'm just overwhelmed with this sense of, well, cold, because it's a freezer section, and also childlike wonder, because in my head, you know what's going around there? Just all these thoughts of, how did they get it cold? Did they flash freeze it at the beginning? What's going on? And so I'm walking through this cold section, not even really looking, just sort of taking in the environment and just experiencing it on a different level. It's a level that I'm not really aware of, and it's sort of that unconscious bliss. And so I get to the end of the aisle without really even looking for anything. Because that's sometimes you don't need to get all caught up in the details. You just need to let things happen when things are great. And so I get to the end of the aisle, and guess where I am? The meat section. And so I'm seeing all these wrapped meats. Steak, raw chicken, rib 2, baby back rib. I'm seeing a lot of meats, a lot of red meats, a lot of white meats, some sausage, some of that meat that looks like small intestines, a whole bunch of meats all over the place. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is a lot of meat. This is a lot of meat. And so that's the end of the story, and I'm really happy that you guys allowed me to share that with you, and I hope that it really brought something other than just indigestion because of all the food that I talked about. Anyway, let's just jump into our first news story, and that is apparently they discovered a very new, a scary venomous snake. Like a new type of snake. And reports came in because they were like, oh, this guy's so poisonous. And we know that, this was the scientist talking, we know that they're poisonous because we keep sending people in to get bit. It's for scientific research, of course, but every single person that we send in to get bit dies really, really, really quickly. And so we've deduced that this must be a poisonous snake. And so that's how they discover how poisonous something is. So this is a very, very venomous snake because so many people perished in the name of science for this experiment, you see. And so they were like, wow, this is a new snake. We haven't seen this snake before. It's got so many different patterns on it, dots, lines, you name it. It's so scaly. And the snake looks so different than anything that they've seen. And so they draw a picture of it with crayons, because that's all that scientists use nowadays, because pencils, the graphite in the pencils interfere with the experiments. It's one of those, you know, it's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. You know, we all know it. We've all heard it. We all went to school. And so I actually went to college for a year, and I'm fresh off of that. And I don't know what to tell you guys about college, but I learned a ton, and I'm never going back. So they sort of classify this as a new snake, and they're going to put it in the Guinness Book of New Snakes. And along with all the three other snakes that have been discovered this year, and it's turning out to be a very good addition of, I would pick it up, the Guinness Book of New Snakes. It's going to be a good catalog of this year's new snakes. The first new snake this year was the Tallahassee Sprinkleback, which it was, it's not poisonous, so it's less exciting, and there's a less allure to it. It's not as the kids would say, lit. It's not as lit, but it is a pretty snake. It looks a lot like a cupcake in that it's got, you can put sprinkles on it. That's sort of how it got its name, because it was in the lab, and one of the scientists, the snake scientists, the snakeintists, dropped sprinkles on its back. That's how it got the Sprinkleback name. The second snake is, I think, is going to go down in history as being the smallest snake ever, because it's called the worm snake. And there's a big conspiracy out there, and it's floating around, and it's going up and down and around all the towns, really. And it's this conspiracy is that they did not actually find another snake. The snakeintists just said they found a snake to meet their new snake quota, but it's just actually an earthworm. And I just want to put an end to that rumor right now, because even though it strongly resembles an earthworm, you know, it's got no eyes, no mouth, so many hearts. It's all bumpy and squirmy around, and it doesn't really have scales, and it looks a lot like an earthworm, and it's an earthworm. It's not, actually. So we can put those rumors to bed, and let's just give it up for the snakeintists right now. How about, audience, let's just give an applause for the snakeintists out there. Perfect. And then, you know, then there's the other snakes I don't remember if I said three. I don't know. I'm not really super on the forums about the new snakes as much as some people. I know that there's new snake podcasts, and I don't want to step on your toes. So anyway, so we'll keep this segment short. But I just wanted to talk about the new snake. And they're actually, they sent out a petition. Not a petition. What are those things that when people can vote on them? Ballot? No. A voting poll. Pokemon Go to the polls. Anyway, that's just a little reference to you millennials out there who are super into Vine and memes. Anyway, they sent a poll out to see what we're gonna name this new snake, and I want to just send in my suggestions. So this is a snake, and it's very poisonous, and I want to call it Super Deadly Snake. That's my first sort of entry, and I think that it really, names are supposed to say what the thing is, and I think that really does a good job of saying what it is. You know, it's a super dangerous snake. My next entry of sorts is another one, and it's a longer one, but I think that it'll do great. Is that long squirmy boy with a tendency to bite and kill. I like that one. And obviously, for female snakes, it would be long, squirmy girl. Or, you know, if it doesn't identify as either, then it's going to get really confusing. So maybe that name isn't the best to use. But I think that it has. Maybe we can workshop it, and get some of the bits in there. I don't know. Another name. Let's think. Okay, so it's a snake. So, and it's poisonous. We've discussed this. So how about poisonous snake? Look out, because he's right around the corner, and he's going to spool up, and he's going to tackle you and probably eat a hawk or something. That would be a good name for a snake, because it sort of gives you a little science lesson on top of being a good name for a snake. So, yeah, that's really the whole story about the snakes. I hope that they don't send any more people in to get bit, because I think it's pretty obvious that this is a dangerous snake. But, you know, the snakeintists know what they're doing. And, yeah. Okay, so let's move on to our next story. It's Jupiter's moons. Okay, so apparently astronomers find 10 new moons. Where have they been hiding? And so, this is a super exciting story, and I'm really stoked to be able to share it with you. As you know, that there was a film series based on the books, The Twilight books, and there was one installment of these movies and books called New Moon. And so it's really exciting, because for a long time, there hasn't been a lot of DVD copies of this specific chapter in the Twilight saga. And it has
plagued scientists. Where are all these discs? You know, because we have all the other ones. What's going on? And historians have been trying to figure out what's up. Collectors have been snatching them up at flea markets, in architectural buildings, which are all buildings, pretty sure, and archaeological digs. They're discovering them all over the place, and they're really trying to, because it's such a, they're so rare right now. But luckily, astronomers actually found 10 copies of Twilight's new moon just floating around Jupiter. So that's super exciting. I'm sure that those are going to hit eBay, or I guess eBay's, I don't know if eBay's still super kicking, but it's going to be flying around Amazon. Maybe, you know, check whatever, you know, you can buy things off of Facebook now, because Facebook is super in the culture right now. That's where everything's headed, I'm pretty sure. And so, yeah, that's super exciting. I think that the world's ready for 10 new copies of New Moon, because we've been, you know, using our previous one so much, because I got to tell you, the amount of times that I've seen the Twilight series, I could count them on no hands, you know? But I'm sure a lot of people have watched them, and they wish that they could watch New Moon more times, because the rule is, when you buy a Twilight disc, after you play it once, you have to break it. So that's why we're sort of in a supply and demand type problem here, because we have so much demand and so little supply. And really, when I'm thinking about it, maybe not that much demand, but we have some people out there. And you know, people have been talking, the government's been talking about, maybe we take off the law, we repeal the law that says you have to break the disc right after you play it, but then the entire government collectively as a whole, except for this one guy named Mandy, collectively as a whole said, you know, I think that it's probably best to have less of these bad boys out there, so let's just keep the law in effect, and yeah, and hopefully no more will get discovered. But astronomers found a whole 10 more, and where have they been hiding? Just around Jupiter. And it's just, I'm really excited to see what this new world has in store for us. I feel like we're on the precipice of something great, or at least something slightly different. And so just hold my hand as we walk into the abyss. Okay, so let's move on to our next story. Coinbase looks to add 5 new coins. So for those of you who aren't super into cryptos or anything like that, Coinbase is a coin sharing website, and it's for trading Bitcoin, and they're looking to add 5 new coins. And the first coin that they're looking to introduce into the world and to take the capital system by storm is a disc. Disc. We've been just talking about the new moon. Sorry, I got a little confused. Is the coin, and it's worth $75 billion. And the coin is called, oh my gosh, this is so expensive coin. And that's all hyphenated. It's all lowercase hyphenated. And on the coin is a picture of a camel, and the camel is smoking cigarettes. And then, Bill Nye the Science Guy is behind the camel with a gun pointed to it, and the bullet is midway through the camel's head. It's an anti-smoking coin, and that's the tail side, and the head side is, well, it's the back of somebody's head. I think it must have been a misprint. So it's just the back of some guy's head. Could be a girl with a pixie cut. I'm not sure. And the second coin is worth 0.2 cents, and it is called the Worthless Nickel. Worthless Nickel. And the Worthless Nickel, it has nothing on the tail side. And on the head side, it just has what looks to be an elderly Filipino woman crying. And so I don't know what that means. I hope that me saying that on this podcast isn't racist or insensitive to anything. So yeah, that's the second coin, and the third coin is worth about $30, and it's coming in hot. This one is actually, there's no design on it, and it doesn't really have a name, but it's just a it's molten lava. It comes because cryptos are, I mean, by definition, cyber currency. You know, they're not really real. But this one, once you get one, they send you molten lava in the mail, and so that it's kind of got high stakes on it. It's only worth, what did I say, $30, but it's very volatile. It's lava. It's melted rock. So there's that. You're not going to want to get that any on you, you know. No human hands hopefully have touched this coin, because it'll burn your hands off. And then another coin is called the spirally bound book coin, and this is a fun one because it's sort of a choose your own adventure coin, and it's not worth anything. It's just worth a good time. And this coin, you order it online, and it's sort of a crypto, it's sort of a Bitcoin / audiobook. And so what you get to do is you get to have this currency, and you also get to have a fun new thing to read. And so what happens is once you purchase this coin, it'll send you a PDF right to your email. And what you can do is you can just read this nice fun story. And I hear that the story changes from coin to coin, and so it's going to be a real hot collector's item. And then the final coin that is said to swing into the market, sorry, I just thought of a small coin, a quarter, playing baseball with a little quarter baseball helmet. That would be cute. That would be a fun thing to write about. The fifth coin is a coin that's actually, it has a sponsor. It has an exterior sponsor, and it's a Lego sponsored coin, and it's a coin that once you buy it, you can spend it only on the Lego website. And I know what you're thinking. No, you can't buy Legos on Amazon or anything. It has to be specifically the Lego website. And I'm, first of all, super proud of Lego for getting in on the ground floor of this crypto thing, you know, because that takes a lot of guts. So yeah, those are the five coins set to hit Coinbase. Yes. Soon. And I'll keep you updated about that. And just alongside this story, they're actually introducing a new coin, just a physical coin, because the physical currency industry is a little shooken up, getting a little territorial about the whole currency market, and so they're snapping back with a coin of their own, a new coin of their own, and it is somewhere between 5 and 10 cents, and it's called the Step Off Our Turf coin, and it just has a picture of Uncle Sam flipping the bird twice on both hands, a double birdie, and that's the heads side, obviously, and the tail side is two people playing golf, and it's just a nice time. It's miniature golf, so I mean, it's more funny to look at, but anyway, there's a huge clown in it, and our next story is a story from the heart, and it's not a news story, it's more of a story to tell your loved ones, and that is the story of how a little boy named me, I'm 19 years old, found out, got memories. I got hit by the memory train. A big old memory bus hit me, and I got taken back into when I was a young lad watching Disney Channel original movies. And so I was watching Jurassic Park, or I guess The Lost World, Jurassic Park. I don't know how you're supposed, in what order you're supposed to say that. Last night with my brothers and my father, and for a little bit my sister, she came in towards the middle end. And we were watching it, and it was the beginning of the movie, and I noticed there was, if you recall the movie, there's a girl at the beginning, a small girl, a child, you could say, and she wanders off into the forest of the island. They're on, and she sort of meets a small dinosaur, And it is just like a little cute guy.
A little cute dinosaur. And he's coming at him with you.
That's the dinosaur noise. And then she's like, hey. And she gives him a little bit of her sandwich because she's such a nice quail. And then a whole bunch of other dinosaurs come and they come and attack her. She's fine. I don't think she dies. I think they make it a point to say that she's not dead. But watching that scene, it struck me because I saw that child girl and I was thinking, she looks super familiar. So I hit the Googles and what do I find? I find that she actually starred in a Disney Channel original movie called Rip Girls. And it's a heartwarming tale that I remembered so, like, I wouldn't say vividly, but it's like a, you know when you have a dream when you're younger and then you grow up and then you remember the dream? That's sort of how I remember this movie. Ooh, this movie, my voice went away for a second. Must have been stolen by a ghost. So, this movie is, it's something that's a very part of my childhood, and I'm going to share just a little bit of the synopsis. It's a 13-year-old learns to surf while visiting Hawaii for the first time to see a plantation that she inherited. So, I honestly remember very little of this movie except for a creepy house, which I guess was a plantation, and were there slaves on it? I don't know, there was something weird and sketchy about it. And maybe haunted. I don't remember the movie very much. And then she learned to surf. She falls down. She hits her head on a rock. And then apparently that's a big deal because she's bloody from it. So that's the story that I wanted to share with you guys. It's a great flick. I think maybe it's not. It could most likely it's probably not. But I'm gonna try to find it and try to watch it probably on the tubes, YouTubes. So there's another segment that I want to jump into, and I know that this episode has been a little bit more free-flowing. There hasn't been as much set segments, but it's middle of the week. We're just gonna play it by ear. And I don't know where that saying comes from. Play it by ear. Play it by ear. Play it by ear. I used to think it was play it by hear, which makes a little bit more sense, but it's also not grammatically correct. So I don't know what we're doing, but this next segment I want to jump into is Hoodwinked Trivia. You may recall last episode I had mentioned, well, the best movie ever made, and that movie being Hoodwinked, the 2005 animated flick. And I just wanted to follow up that time by sharing some trivia about it. And so this is the first bit of trivia. Animated independently, entirely in the Philippines. The whole movie animated in the Philippines. That is incredible. The first encounter between Red and Wolf, those are two characters in this story, if you have seen it. If you haven't seen it, they are, they're two of the main characters. They're probably the most iconic characters in all of cinema. The first encounter between Red and Wolf is told twice, using exactly the same dialogue, but the lighting is different to suggest the different viewpoints of the two characters. And that is just one of the examples, one of the many examples of what makes this movie so good. Because they put those little details in there. They put those little details saying, details, saying that when there are two stories, but there are different perspectives, so they are going to seem like different things. And so when you remember something, it's from your perspective, maybe you need to think about it from another perspective. Thank you so much, Gerard, for coming in. This is Gerard. He's a French friend of mine. And if you recall from my poems from the first episode, I had mentioned that I wish my name were Gerard, and that actually comes from, it's inspired by my French friend here, Gerard. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I hope to come back soon. Thank you so much. Now, on to the next bit of hoodwink trivia. According to Todd Edwards at Andersons University's Chapel, this is the first fully independently funded computer animated feature film. And that is, I mean, I guess that's pretty, I don't know, that's actually pretty boring. When asked what he does, the wolf, again, it's the character in the movie, not a literal wolf in real life. This is an animated movie, and the wolf is voiced by Patrick Warburton. When asked what he does, the wolf, an investigative reporter, replies, "I'm a shepherd." Investigative reporter Fletch uses the same line. Chevy Chase, I'm a shepherd. That's just a reference to other lesser works of art and cinema. One of the locations on the goats, let's see, there's a goat in the movie too, and he just sings a lot because he was, well, he was a few number of years ago, a witch done put a spell on him. So every time he's talking, he's singing with glee. So one of the locations on the goats map is Sam Hill, a common epithet? How do you say it? A common epithet used especially when one is lost. So it's sort of saying that, aren't we all lost? And that's a great example of how relatable this movie is, because just in the small details, it says it's okay to be lost. It's okay to be lost. As long as you're on a journey. As long as you never stop going where you're going, even if you're not knowing where you're going. Because we all get lost, but only the lost can be found. And once you're found after being lost, and you're found after being lost, being found feels so much sweeter, since you were just lost before you were found. And that's what life's all about. It's about getting lost just long enough for you to find yourself. And that's a trailer for a new Hallmark movie. It's coming out every single day for the rest of the life of the world. So as you guys might remember, I am super duper into business. That's one thing. When you meet me, you shake my hand, you know two things about me. One, super handsome, funny, talented, awesome, great. Two, businessman. So I have another company that I want to share with you guys, and it hits home with me because, you know, it's just sort of, you hear, it's one of those companies that you hear the name and you're sold completely. And this company is called Jesus Sandals, and it has probably the coolest understanding of what people want in sandals. And so they're genuine, authentic, old Hebrew sandals. And they make them and they age them in-house. It's all made in a house. It's a house that has no roof, but also no floors. So it already is a very cool, hipstery environment there. And there's also no walls. So it's just... there's an openness to where these sandals are made, and you really can feel that when you wear these sandals. So they're Jesus sandals, and their tagline is Jesus sandals. Yeah, because Jesus walked on water barefoot? No, he wore sandals. Come buy Jesus sandals. And okay, so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about these sandals. And so when you these sandals are, like I said, genuine, authentic old Hebrew sandals made from the oldest leather that you can find, and they will fall apart immediately. But that's part of the charm of what makes these sandals. And so you put them on your feet, you lace them up, you walk around for about 15 minutes, then guess what? You got to buy new sandals. So cool. So Jesus Sandals, they partner with St. Jude's Medical Hospital, and they take any extra All their profits go to, all their profits go to St. Jude's Medical Hospital. And it's super, super awesome. They haven't actually made any money yet. So they will, their profits will go there, but not quite because they haven't made anything yet. And most of the money that they, any money that they might have made, has been refunded because, some people say, things like these sandals are the worst. They always break. And I would rather have my money back, please. And I feel like that these sandals are sacrilegious. Those are some of the comments we get. But then other comments are comments like, wow, what website is this? Because I think I'm lost. And I think that was an elderly person not understanding how the internet works. And but I'm sure that they found their way home or to play an online chess or checkers. So yeah, the Jesus sandals. Because Jesus didn't walk on water barefoot. Those are going to hit stores real hard. Coming to you soon. Papa John's. Okay, so hold on. This is just part of this podcast being a super genuine podcast. This is just real time. This is what happened. I don't know how to explain it, but it definitely seems like it's from God. It's of God. It's for us from God. And basically, let me just tell you the little story that happened. So I had the trivia on my phone for Hoodwinked, and I was, that segment's over. You were probably thinking to yourself, why would he be talking about this? But as I set my phone down, something happened. My phone turned on, and I was struck by this shock. And I was surprised, and I didn't know what I was feeling. It was a very quick, very intense series of emotions, and this one piece of trivia caught my eye, and I'm going to take this as a sign from God that I need to share this with you today, because I feel God in this Chili's tonight. So here goes our surprise bit of trivia. Sorry, this is new for me. We're going off script. I'm excited. This is okay, so here we go. In Red's story, the story that from Red's little Red's perspective, when she and Japheth are riding in the minecart, for a few frames you can see Wolf and Twitchy riding past in a different minecart. Later in Wolf's story, while recounting the same time period, you can see Red and Japheth. Japheth is the goat, by the way. Japheth for a few frames in the background. Wow. Can you spell worth it? Can you spell worth it? Because I can't. And I would really love your help, because I have a spelling test coming up, and I don't know how to spell worth it. So this is gonna be sort of a train wreck, hot disaster mess. And I'm gonna light it on fire. I'm gonna throw it into the garbage. And then I'm gonna sing over it with my pals. We're gonna have an acapella group time where we're gonna sing "Take Me Back," do 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 do, and we're gonna sing that over it while Rocky Balboa walks by, and he's bouncing a ball, and he's got a fedora on, and he's got a coat. He's got a black eye because he's a fighter. He's a fighter. He doesn't know what else. He has nothing else to do, but he's a fighter. All right. That's what's going to happen because of my spelling test. So please tweet me with how you spell worth it, because I don't understand how to use anything that could help me spell worth it. I don't get how dictionaries work. They say look it up in the dictionaries. Like, how am I supposed to look it up if I don't know how to spell it, Mom and Dad? How? I'm lost here. I'm lost. I don't know. I don't know where I am. I don't know anything. Help me, please. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Rate and review this podcast. 5 stars. 5 stars. 5 stars. Please.
I beg you.
Thank you for letting me get real with you there. This podcast is a lot of things, and I was not expecting it to be a therapy session. And rightly so, because it isn't. I'm still as broken as before. But now, I just have a microphone. So, yeah.
So what really happens when you put something metal inside of a power outlet? This is a question that I've been asking myself for years now. And I finally deduced an answer. I believe that what really happens when you put something metal in a power socket is nothing. Nothing. It's a tall tale told by our parents to stop us from electrocuting ourselves. Nothing happens except for a little shock, maybe death. All right? So I want every kid who's listening to this podcast, listen up. The only thing that will happen to you if you stick something metal into a power outlet is electrocution, possibly death, okay? Don't let your parents scare you saying that something bad will happen, okay? The only thing that could happen is a lot of pain, hospital, and like I said, mortal anguish forever and death, okay? It turns out, you know, I don't know what our parents thought would happen, you know? What did they think, that it was like lice was going to come out and give us all head lice? No, literally that would never happen. Okay? What else could happen? This is a new segment called Education to the Youth, giving them everything that they need to know as they walk into the world, and also breaking the lies, showing light for the truth, making a way for what's right, cleaning each and every tooth. That's what this segment's called. I hope you're all writing that down. Hey, were you writing that down? Can you, like, later, will you be able to? Because I'm not going to remember that. Can you write that down? You want me to write it? Why would I write it down? I'm recording the podcast. You mean write it down later? How would I do that? Listen to the podcast? I mean, fine. I mean, I don't want to listen to it. Yeah, no, it's not. The podcast isn't good. I don't want to listen to it. Can you just write it down? Can you just write it down? Is Michael Keaton really the founder of McDonald's? Because I didn't see the movie, but I saw, it looked like it was a documentary. I didn't see it. But if so, dude, what? Crazy. He's an actor, and he's like me. He's a businessman, and he's talented. I mean, he's not as talented as me,
because, you know, I'm... Well, I don't want to be rude. I feel like, okay, I'm going to sort of point out an elephant in the room here. His name is Sparkles, and he's deaf. And so that new Dumbo movie that's coming out makes him really sad, because he's like, you jerk, Dumbo. At least you can hear. Yeah, so what? You got big ears. You can fly, okay? And people think you're special, and you have a movie about you. I'm a deaf elephant. Deaf Elephant, the name of my new punk rock band. But the elephant in the room, I'm going to bring that up right now. I have the mic in a new position. You probably noticed that there was a significant dip in quality of sound from first episode
to second episode.
And the reason is because I have the mic set up in a different way. So if I don't stand... If I don't position myself right towards the mic, if I slouch a little bit or if I move, it's different. So I'm going to change it back, but I didn't before I hit record. And you know what? Don't think twice is the rule of my life. So...
Jesus sandals, walking on water. Jesus sandals, don't look no farther. When you have bare feet, you need some sandals. Jesus sandals, walking on water. Jesus sandals, look no farther. Jesus sandals, you need to put them on. He turned water to wine. He rose up from the dead. Don't you think he would know what to wear on his feet? What kind of sandals he should wear? Jesus sandals, walking on water. Jesus sandals, like no father. Jesus sandals. Jesus sandals. Jesus sandals, yeah. He's wearing Jesus sandals. Look at him, he must be a smart and attractive and a super hipster boy. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
I just got a text from my father saying that we have Pizookies inside. Homemade Pizookies. Okay, I'm gonna... This might be a tangent. But like I said, tangential boy. My understanding is that it's pronounced Pizookie. Right? Right? Right?
Right? Right?
But I was watching a BJ's commercial and they said Pizookie.
Hmm?
Hmm? So, what is it?
Is it Pizookie? Or Pizookie.
Anyway, I'm going to keep saying Pizookie because that's better. It sounds like Pizookie. 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 So, my dad just said we have homemade Pizookies indoors. And you know what? You guys, my listener, are important to me. So important to me that I'm going to continue recording this podcast. And I'll eat a Pizookie later. I am postponing Pizookie desserts for you! And I mean every word of that. Okay? And also, I'm just too lazy to hit the record button again and go back, eat a cookie, and then come back, and then... Yeah. So, what are we doing now? I don't have anything left for the rest of the episode. Let's figure something out. I'm doing a little dance. Doing a little dance. Ooh, I have an idea. We can jump into our practicing segment. This might not be the last segment. I know I usually, as it can be when there's only two episodes, I usually save it for last. But let's do it right now. This might be the last thing, and we might not. We'll play it by ear, which doesn't make any sense. Let's do the practicing thing. And so, for you out there who don't know me, I'm a jack of all trades, master of all of every single one of them. But I can still practice to just pretty much just show off how good I am. That's the only reason why I would ever practice, really. So what I like to do is improv. You guys know that I like that, and I'm super good at it. And another thing I like to do is act. Another thing I like to do is sing, dance, amateur photography, professional photography. I like building boxing bags. I like putting sand inside of other things too. I'm an amateur trampolinist, not a professional trampolinist because that takes, I'm just too tall. I'm way too tall for it. I love to lick GoPros. I love to understand things. I love to, listen. I'm a good listener for all you ladies out there. I'm single still. Surprisingly, I don't know why. I mean, I have a podcast. Usually that doesn't that usually get you like a wife in seconds flat. But anyway, that'll be, I guess, follow me on Twitter. And let's see. Other thing I like to do, I like to garden. I like to scrapbook. I'm a professional scrapbooker. My scrapbooks are in the Smithsonian. That's how good they are. Smithsonian scrapbooks. That's the name of my poetry book. I am a professional Instagram stalker, which is sadly not a joke. Man, I need to really reassess my priorities. Anyway, so something that I can practice for y'all right now is I'll practice some acting for you because I'm an Oscar worthy actor. That's what they call us when we haven't really had a chance to shine under the spotlight, but we have the chops to make it. Random song. So let's do a scene real quick for all y'all out there listening, feeling, vibing, working, giving it your best, making this world a better place, making this world a worse place, but then fixing it, because life's all about course correction. Life is all about correction. So let's do a scene, and this is gonna seem a lot like our improv bit, but it's actually, all of this is scripted, and it is a monologue that I've written and prepared because I'm a writer, professionally and amateurly. So this is a monologue that I prepared. Sorry, I'm starting to talk slowly because I'm just getting into character, and I usually say a quick prayer before I act, and so if you'll indulge me in that. Dear Lord, thank you. I pray. You are the best around. You are all I need. Make me act good. Make me act well. Go Dodgers. Amen. So who are you? No, I know your name. Who are you? I've seen you walk in and out of this place a dozen times. I wish that I could say that I was surprised to see you. I wish that I could say that I was happy to see you. I can't count on my hands to tell you how many times you've broken my heart. You've twisted me. You've manipulated me. You've made me into something else. And now, I only see you whenever you come in here. And I don't know why. That's the haunting thing. I don't know why. I don't know why you did this to me. I don't know why I still have feelings for you. I don't know where else to go. I can't think of anything that I did. I mean, I'm not perfect, but no one is. And you never expected me to be perfect. What happened? Was it just not working? God, here I am again on my knees asking for a second chance. I don't know what I did. I don't know how this works. I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know anything. How can such intense anger turn into guilt? How can such intense guilt turn into sorrow and love? I don't know what spell you've cast on me, but it is truly the most painful thing I have ever felt. You once told me that I was your everything. I believed you. We didn't have to try. Everything just felt how it should feel. So I'm done struggling with this. I don't know how I'll move on. And I just have one thing to add. Can I have grilled onions, please? And no spread. No spread. Can I have no spread, grilled onions? And can you make that protein style, please? Thank you. Card, do you have a chip? Is it an insert? Sweet. Thank you. And scene. Wow. I don't know what to say after that. I don't know what to say. I definitely don't know what to do. Hey, let's get a little applause, please, for that. Thank you. Wow, that was really good applause. Are you okay? How many of you are out there in the audience? I can't hear you. Did you say something? Looks like there's only one person out in the audience. So that makes that thunderous applause even more impressive and even more of a testament to how talented and wonderful and great I am. So it's going to be hard to move on from that, but I will. I will move on, and I'm going to enter our last segment of the episode, and I'm going to bring it. I know we brought it down for that. We brought it down into a real, real emotional level. It's like watching Denzel Washington in Fences. You know, it was just raw and real, you know. And I know, so we're already in this hole of realness, emotions and real, it's like real emotions, raw, real emotions for raw, real human beings. And just on a human being level, real human being to real human being, it's just been super raw and emotional and real. And so we're in this place of that sort of atmospheres around us right now. But I'm going to bring it down even further. And we're going to just give some life advice. And that life advice is, don't question everything. Don't question everything. When you're outside, don't look at the sun. When you're moving forward, always remember to roll your hand in the wind outside the window when you're driving. There's nobody poor enough to make you respect them less. Giving the gift is the safest thing you can do in an awkward situation. Kissing somebody is the most awkward thing to do in an awkward situation. It makes it worse. When you have a blanket over you, you do not look like a ghost, unless that blanket's white. Making a quilt, super difficult quilt. That was a joke. I sprinkled a joke in there just to lighten the mood. A difficult. And our final bit of advice is, don't stray unless you're on a path that leads to destruction. Don't let go unless you're a rock climber. Don't fall unless you want to succeed. Don't be afraid unless you want to be courageous. Don't speak unless you want to be heard. Don't listen unless you want to be understood. Don't jump if you don't want to land. And don't do the chicken dance . That was our podcast our podcast. We share it. You and I, me and you, grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle, brother to brother, sister to brother, sister to sister, brother to sister, father to son, son to father, son to mother, mother to daughter, daughter to father, mother to mother, father to estranged third cousin to all of us. Basically, if you don't understand, just all of us together. It's all our podcast is for us to charge forward. And I'm going to introduce something to just tag on to the end of the episode. And it's called, since it is our podcast, I want us to do a Mad Lib together. So, just send me an adjective and we'll work through this Mad Lib. So if you just send me an adjective on Twitter, Instagram, follow me at clowncast on Twitter. And I don't remember what my at is on Instagram, but just search. It's at clowntowncast, not clowncast. And I don't know what I am on Instagram, but if you just search clowning around seriously, I think it might be seriously, like the shortened version. But anyway, yeah. So thank you for stopping by Clown Town, Population Fun 100. I'll see you around through your ears and with my voice, not my eyes or the rods and cones in my eyes, or that it reflect light into my brain. That's how science works.
Goodbye. I'm loving you lots and lots.